First Meetings, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. For once, Zhao Shunqi is actually home in time for dinner. Mostly because he got a bit banged up on the job, and he'd agreed to go home to rest and recover. It isn't really bad enough that he needs to, but Gao Jingfeng insists, and so does the thing inside Zhao Shunqi. He really can't take the pestering from both sides, and besides, there isn't really anything urgent to do anymore. It seems like Chongxi is getting bolder by the day, the way he keeps talking back at Zhao Shunqi. He never would have at the beginning. Back then, he'd mostly just laid low and not said anything at all. "Your family will probably be happy to see you," Gao Jingfeng adds, the sentiment echoed wordlessly by Chongxi. Zhao Shunqi wants to snap out that Chongxi is very much part of the reason he stays away from his family as much as he does. But Gao Jingfeng is still right there, and he swallows the words and just thinks them loudly at Chongxi instead. He's pretty sure Chongxi actually gets the message, judging by the way the feeling of him in Zhao Shunqi's head suddenly retreats a bit. The communication between them is still more than a bit hit and miss. Sometimes, it seems like Chongxi can hear Zhao Shunqi's thoughts, and at other times, it's like there's a wall between them, and nothing will get through it. Zhao Shunqi is sure they could work on that. If they can communicate so easily sometimes, he doesn't doubt that it would only take some effort and possibly practice to figure out how to do that at will. Zhao Shunqi is not particularly inclined to do that. If he had a choice, he'd prefer never hearing from Chongxi at all. But since right now, neither Gao Jingfeng nor Chongxi are giving up on the idea that Zhao Shunqi needs to recuperate, home he goes to his family. Shunxi isn't expecting him. Zhao Shunqi feels a twinge of guilt as he sees how she quickly covers for the surprise on her face and welcomes him home with a small smile. He's always been busy with work, he tells himself, and Shunxi surely knew what she was getting into from the start. But Zhao Shunqi knows that ever since his mind got permanently invaded by a Dixing Ren, he's barely been home for anything but sleep. He just doesn't want to take any of that back home, doesn't want to take any chances with his family, not with the thing inside him. It's only when Zhao Shunqi sits down at the table, set out for two people, that he realizes that Yunlan isn't actually there. He can feel the exasperated sigh Chongxi can't actually make, and maybe, in this case, the Dixing Ren isn't entirely wrong. Zhao Shunqi should be more observant than this. Maybe he's too used to not needing to pay attention to things at home. "Where is Yunlan?" Zhao Shunqi asks, as Shunxi serves him food. She blinks at him like that question is a surprise, rather than something entirely reasonable to ask about. Then she gives a little shake of her head, her mouth tightening slightly. Zhao Shunqi has a sneaking suspicion that that reaction is because of him, even if he's not entirely sure what he might have done this time. "He's with Chunwei," she tells him, in a tone that tells him she's making an effort not to sound upset. The name says nothing to Zhao Shunqi, but by the easy familiarity that Shunxi refers to him, he thinks he probably should know who that is. He quickly tries to think of any relatives or friends, but comes up with nothing. Shunxi, in the meantime, has started in on the food, and the quiet between them has settled firmly into the awkward. When did his home life come to this? Zhao Shunqi wonders. Should he ask more about who this Shunwei is? Or would that just make Shunxi more disappointed in him? He feels Chongxi stir in his mind, and a heartbeat before there's a careful, but still kind of exasperated voice in his head saying, "He's Zhao Yunlan's friend. Shunxi has mentioned him before, several times. They've agreed that Chongxi will stay as unobtrusive as possible when Zhao Shunqi is at home, and he wants to point that out. But at least the information is useful. Still, He doesn't want Zhang Shi to make a habit of this, so he gives a mental shove to the Dixing Ren, who retreats back to whatever nook of Zhao Shunzhi's brain that he usually stays in at times like this, without any arguments. Is he staying out long with his friend? Zhao Shunzhi asks, since he can't really think of anything else to say in the situation. It feels like he's trying to curry favor with his wife by pointing out that he knows who they're talking about. He feels a sudden flush of embarrassment. Shunzi's frown smooths out slightly, and she looks less upset at him at least. I'm sure Shunwei will have him back in time, she says, unconcerned. Zhao Shunzhi frowns. There's something not quite right about that statement, he thinks. But he's not so sure he wants to keep asking about it. He doesn't particularly enjoy having his wife upset at him. Come to think of it, it's been a while since they argued over Yunlan last. Oh well, about Zhao Shunzhi's relationship with his son, mainly. Shunzi hasn't brought it up for some time now, and Zhao Shunzhi hasn't even noticed. There's a dull throb of guilt in his chest. He's been busy, Zhao Shunzhi tells himself. He's always busy. I won't harm them, Zhang Shi's voice whispers quietly in Zhao Shunzhi's head. I would never. Zhao Shunzhi grits his teeth and pushes the voice away. So, how is Yunlan doing? He asks, trying not to sound as awkward as he feels. He's asking his wife about their son. That's not supposed to feel awkward. Shunzi looks at him for a moment, and then finally smiles a bit. Zhao Shunzhi almost sighs in relief. He's missed her smile, he realizes. When did he last see it? He's doing better. I think Shunwei has been a lot of help. Zhao Shunzhi looks up from his book at the fully grown man who has just followed his son inside. He quickly looks at Shunzi, who is smiling at both of them, going over to greet them. So, this is definitely expected, he realizes. Did you know about this? Zhao Shunzhi asks inside his head, surprised and disgruntled enough to ignore his own rule about Zhang Shi staying under wraps while he's at home. He feels the presence stir inside him, almost like it might have been asleep or something. At the same moment, the stranger, who must be Shunwei, looks away from Shunzi and straight at Zhao Shunzhi. For a second, he feels like Shunwei is looking straight into Zhao Shunzhi's head, at Zhang Shi. Like he can see the thing lurking behind Zhao Shunzhi's eyes. It's only a coincidence of timing, Zhao Shunzhi tells himself, and Shunwei is already looking away, down at Yunlan, standing at Shunwei's side. Oh, that's Shunwei? Zhang Shi asks, sounding about as surprised as Zhao Shunzhi is feeling. And well, at least someone is as uncomfortable with this as him. It's good to at least know that Zhao Shunzhi hasn't just failed to entirely pay attention. If Zhang Shi didn't know either, then surely no one has mentioned the fact that Yunlan's new friend is a grown man. It explains some things, Shunzi said, Zhang Shi points out, much to Zhao Shunzhi's annoyance. He shoves at Zhang Shi, though not very effectively. Or then, this time, Zhang Shi just doesn't feel like going anywhere. Zhao Shunzhi grits his teeth and ignores the voice in his head as he gets up and walks over to meet this man who is apparently a friend of his son's. He scowls at Shunwei, who doesn't seem to be paying any attention to Zhao Shunzhi at the moment, instead listening to something Yunlan is saying with a serious look on his face. Zhao Shunzhi has been too busy with his own conversation to pay attention to what they're saying. Before Zhao Shunzhi can say anything, Yunlan looks up at him and says, I didn't think you'd be home, Dad. Maybe it's the earlier guilt talking, but Zhao Shunzhi suddenly thinks that what Yunlan had wanted to say is, I wish you weren't home. I came home early today, Zhao Shunzhi says a bit gruffly. Maybe he should be spending more time at home. He should at least know what's been going on in his own home. The look Yunlan gives him is filled with... Zhao Shunzhi almost wants to call it suspicion, but that would be ridiculous. Then Yunlan smiles, shutters falling down to hide whatever he's actually feeling. The transition seems too sudden to actually be real. Well, you finally get to meet Shun Wei then, his son says. Zhao Shunzhi feels disturbed suddenly by his own son. This isn't how he remembers Yunlan. He casts a sideways glance at Shunxi, but nothing about her is telling him that she is seeing anything out of the ordinary. Yes, it's past time I should, Zhao Shunzhi agrees. He looks at Shun Wei. I'm Zhao Shunzhi, Zhao Yunlan's father. Shun Wei meets his eyes for a heartbeat in a serious look. For a second, Zhao Shunzhi thinks he sees something in Shun Wei's eyes that... But then Shun Wei bows his head, smiling slightly, and whatever Zhao Shunzhi thought he might have seen is gone. Shun Wei, he says. It's an honor to meet you, sir, he adds, ever so politely. Zhao Shunzhi frowns. And for some reason, Zhang Shi squirms uncomfortably inside him, and that doesn't exactly make Zhao Shunzhi feel any better about the situation. He wants to demand an explanation from Zhang Shi, but this isn't the time. He hears Shun Shi clear her throat meaningfully and realizes he's been staring, probably rather menacingly, at the young man in front of him. Shun Wei is still keeping his eyes downcast. Well, yes, Zhao Shunzhi says and clears his throat. It's good to see who my son is spending time with. Yunlan snorts, and Zhao Shunzhi looks down at him instead. Yunlan smiles at him, sharp and almost angry. It's not a look that he's used to seeing from his son, who is usually far more shy and less likely to even meet Zhao Shunzhi's eyes for any great length of time. I didn't think you'd care. Zhao Yunlan says, with fake cheer. Yunlan, Shunxi admonishes in a low hiss. Zhao Shunzhi is feeling entirely too surprised to actually say anything. Yunlan doesn't talk back to him. Maybe this is what some colleagues had been warning him about, telling him all about the issues with teenage children. He's not a teenager yet, Zhang Shi whispers in his mind. Zhao Shunzhi would tell him to shut up. But Zhang Shi seems to be feeling even more disturbed than Zhao Shunzhi, and maybe, just this once, Zhao Shunzhi should just let him be. Yunlan glances at Shunxi, while Shun Wei looks somewhat uncomfortable to be trapped in this situation that's clearly family business. Yunlan lowers his head, the smile that looks so very unlike him vanishing. I'm sorry, he says, and if Zhao Shunzhi is any judge, the regret sounds sincere enough. What I meant to say is that father is busy with his work, and meeting my friends is not as important. Yunlan says without looking up. Zhao Shunzhi thinks he should congratulate his son for managing to make that sound sincere, but he's hardly going to believe it just like that. Not after Yunlan's earlier words. When has his son managed to learn deception quite that well? Shun Wei's hand settles on Yunlan's shoulder, and Zhao Shunzhi feels a flare of irritation at that. Who does this stranger think he is? Better acquainted with your son than you, Zhang Shi says petulantly, and Zhao Shunzhi has had enough. He shoves angrily at the Dixingren stuck in his head. And maybe he can't force Zhang Shi to withdraw completely, at least not without showing any outward signs of distress. But he sure as hell lets Zhang Shi know what he wants him to do. Of course meeting your friends is important to your father, Shunxi says in a mildly admonishing manner while looking at Zhao Shunzhi. He's almost certain that those words are not just meant for Yunlan. I should leave, Shun Wei says into the ensuing silence. Zhao Shunzhi supposes that it's not surprising that he wants to get away from this whole situation. And he had probably just been there to drop Yunlan off anyway. You don't want to stay for tea? Shunxi asks, and Zhao Shunchi is pretty sure she's actually disappointed. No, thank you, Shunwei says politely, offering Shunxi a small smile. I still need to study. Oh, of course, Shunxi answers with a smile of her own. Zhao Xinshu feels very much left out of this conversation, and faintly perturbed by the fact that Shunxi very clearly likes this man. Well, she would have to let Yunlan go out with him alone, but still. She could smile a bit less fondly at Shunwei. Shunwei squeezes Yunlan's shoulder. I'll see you tomorrow, Zhao Yunlan, he says rather solemnly, like it's a promise far weightier than it has any reason to be. Yunlan nods at him, his hand lifting to momentarily cover Shunwei's over his shoulder, and then moving his hand to tug once at Shunwei's long braid. Zhao Shunchi has to force himself not to show any outward reaction. Yunlan doesn't say anything at all, and from where he's standing, Zhao Shunchi can't see whatever the look is on his son's face when he looks up at Shunwei. And then Shunwei is leaving, and Zhao Shunchi is left alone with his family. There's an odd feeling of relief in his head. Right, alone with his family, and a voice in his head. He needs to talk to Chang Shu about whatever this was tonight, but not with his family right there. So, how often do you see this, Shunwei? Zhao Shunchi asks his son, with a stern look on his face. Shunxi makes a small disapproving noise, but doesn't actually interfere. Yunlan looks up at him, and there's a hint of defiance in his eyes when he says, as often as Shunwei is free. They stare at each other for a moment before Yunlan looks away. Zhao Shunchi feels vaguely unbalanced by everything tonight, and he's not even sure what he's supposed to say to his son. Did Shunwei feed you, Yunlan? Shunxi asks before Zhao Shunchi can say anything more. Yunlan looks at his mother with a small laugh. Of course, Mom. It's Shunwei. He answers, like Shunxi will definitely share in whatever knowledge this is about the man. Shunxi nods, with a small laugh of her own. Oh, Mom, there was something from school I should show you, Yunlan says as he walks toward his room. What is it? Shunxi asks, as she follows after him. Neither of them spares a glance for Zhao Shunchi. Maybe he really should be spending more time with his family. Being left alone gives Zhao Shunchi some time to try to find out what the hell is wrong with Chang Shu. He hesitates a moment before he pulls on a jacket and steps outside. It makes him feel marginally better not to actually be inside the house while planning to talk to the Dixingren. He walks over into the shadow of a tree, before he asks, What the fuck was all of that? Zhao Shunchi doesn't even try not to talk out loud this time. He really isn't in the mood. Chang Shu rushes forward like he's been waiting to be given permission. Suddenly, Zhao Shunchi's limbs aren't quite under his own control anymore, as he takes a few steps before turning back again, pacing restlessly beneath the tree. This wasn't what Zhao Shunchi had in mind, but instead of pushing back, he lets Chang Shi do what he wants. Zhao Shunchi isn't exactly feeling any less restless, and the movement, well, it helps a bit at least. I don't know, Chang Shi's voice echoes in his head. At least he hasn't taken over Zhao Shunchi's speech. That usually feels even more unnerving than moving around without quite deciding to. Shunwei makes me nervous. Chang Shu hesitates over the last word, and Zhao Shunchi can tell he's not quite sure if that's the right word to use. Zhao Shunchi stops in his tracks, the sudden rush of anger and something that isn't quite surprise, overriding Chang Shu's control. He's from Dixing, Zhao Shunchi states, his voice going stiff and cold. He knew there was something wrong with Shunwei. What grown man would befriend a kid just like that? Zhang Shi squirms uncomfortably. I don't know, he admits. Zhang Shi is feeling embarrassed enough that Zhao Shunqi can feel it, a faint echo of a feeling inside him that doesn't belong to him. But he's not Heisingren, Zhao Shunqi demands. I don't know, Zhang Shi says again, a bit more firmly this time. Are you that eager for him to be something you can get rid of? Zhang Shi asks a few moments later. He's almost angry, but he usually is when they're talking about Di Xingren. I'm not, Zhao Shunqi starts to say, but then cuts himself off. He doesn't owe Zhang Shi any explanations. Zhao Shunqi just wants to keep his family safe, that's all. Is there anything you can tell me, other than that he makes you nervous for some reason? Zhao Shunqi asks instead. No, Zhang Shi answers shortly, before retreating to a faint presence in the back of Zhao Shunqi's mind, like some kind of petulant child. Zhao Shunqi sighs in frustration. Shunxi doesn't mind answering questions about Shun Wei. If it wasn't already, it becomes very clear that Shunxi quite likes this new friend of Yunlan's. When Zhao Shunqi tells her she shouldn't let Yunlan see Shun Wei anymore, Shunxi is anything but amused. She glares at him and then says with a sort of steely calmness Zhao Shunqi can't help but admire, Do you really think I'd let Yunlan out with just anyone? You've made it very clear, husband, that there's reason to be suspicious of everyone. I know you wouldn't, Zhao Shunqi hastens to assure her. He doesn't want this to turn into another argument. But from what you've told me so far, Zhao Shunqi makes a small gesture with one hand. You don't really know that much about him. Well, she knew quite a lot about some things, apparently, but nothing at all about where he comes from. Shunxi looks angrily at him. I've seen Shun Wei with our son, she says, not relenting in the least. If you were home more, you would have too. This time the accusation is written loud and clear on her face, and Zhao Shunqi cringes. She's not wrong. Zhao Shunqi takes a breath and lets it out in a deep sigh. He doesn't want to argue, he reminds himself. What do you mean? He asks. Shunxi looks away for a moment. Sintra, she says with a sigh, like she too might have reminded herself not to start any arguments. Shun Wei adores our son. If he's faking any of that, he's the best actor you could ever imagine. And if you tell Yunlan that he can't see him... She hesitates for a moment, looking at him like she's pleading with him to understand. I worry about Yunlan, she says quietly in the end. Maybe it's the way she's looking at him. Maybe it's his own worry for their son. Zhao Shunqi isn't quite sure, but he ends up nodding at her. I will look into his background, Zhao Shunqi tells her sternly. Shunxi nods, like she didn't expect anything less. Then she smiles at him, and Zhao Shunqi's heart flutters erratically in his chest. He really has missed her. What Zhao Shunqi doesn't expect is for the black-cloaked envoy to come see him the very next day. He simply strides into Zhao Shunqi's office like he owns the place, the same way he always walks everywhere. He looks at Zhao Shunqi, jaw firmly set the way it always is, the mask hiding everything else. Lord Envoy, Zhao Shunqi says in a questioning tone, rising up from his chair, but leaving the desk between them. Zhang Shi has squeezed himself into the back of Zhao Shunqi's mind. Neither of them is eager for the envoy to notice him there. Is there something you need? The envoy isn't all that fond of Zhao Shunqi or the SID, and it's very unlikely that he'd be here if there wasn't a good reason. Zhao Shunqi very much doesn't like the fact that while he himself isn't under the black-cloaked envoy's authority, the cases the SID handles are. And in those instances, the black-cloaked envoy's word is law. Quite literally. If the Ministry is happy enough to renegotiate some parts of the treaty, they damn well could have made sure to do something about that. But apparently, that wasn't a priority, and the Ministry is happy enough to leave Dsingren under Dsing authority, even when they're in Haixing. No, there's something you need to know, the envoy intones. Zhao Shunche frowns. That's not what he was expecting. There's a moment of uncomfortable silence, and Zhao Shunche wonders if he's supposed to ask. Shunwei will never harm your son, the envoy says gravely. Zhao Shunche gasps, feeling a bit like he's been slapped in the face. You know him? Zhao Shunche demands, forgetting entirely about being polite to the envoy. He's one of you. It comes out sounding like an accusation. The envoy inclines his head slightly. He is. He will keep your son safe. Zhao Shunche feels anger roiling inside him. He clenches his fists and tries to control himself. But this is his family, and he sure as hell doesn't like the envoy going behind his back to... To what, exactly? Is there a reason why you'd send someone to protect my son? Zhao Shunche asks between clenched jaws. Yes, but there's no current threat for you to worry about, the envoy tells him, still in that same tone he always uses. Like none of this matters any more than all of the other cases Zhao Shunche has worked. Zhao Shunche squeezes his fists tighter, his nails digging into his palms. More demands for answers are on his tongue, but he swallows them reluctantly. He knows very well that demanding things from the envoy will lead nowhere. He glares at the envoy. He's not going to thank him for this. He's not. One other thing before I leave, Chief Zhao, the envoy says, entirely unaffected. The being inside you. The two of you need to reconcile your differences. The constant struggle is damaging to your health. I wouldn't wish for your family to be left without a husband and a father. Zhao Shunche stares at the envoy, anger and shock warring inside him. He almost tells the envoy to mind his own business. The envoy looks at him for a moment, like he's expecting Zhao Shunche to say something. Then, when nothing is forthcoming, he simply nods and takes his leave. Zhao Shunche leans forward, planting his palms against his desk. He feels shaky all of a sudden. What the hell? He asks quietly, not quite sure who the question is for. I don't know, Zhang Shi whispers, sounding as shaky as Zhao Shunche feels. Well, what use are you then? Zhao Shunche thinks, and isn't quite sure if Zhang Shi hears him or not. The end.